You can really imagine what the good minister was thinking. What on earth is it? No doubt the members of the Girls for Life Brigade, 1st East Anglian Regiment, can put him right. It's a gonk. One of those much-loved little furry friends with tiny arms and legs and goofy eyes that was such a big hit during the 1960s. No young person's bedroom was complete without an egg-shaped gonk with a look of surprise on his or her face peering down from the top of the wardrobe. These little gonks were produced for an arts and crafts competition judged by the Reverend H. Clements at St. Peter's Methodist Church, Park Lane, Norwich, back in 1965. Today, the former church stands closed and empty while its future is debated. Many people are not happy over the plans put forward to convert the buildings into homes. But whatever the outcome, the days of worship, community events and meetings at St. Peter's are over. Dozens of groups for people of all ages and all interests once met at St. Peter's, a building with such a rich and important history. The first church opened in 1895 and cost £3,200. It was replaced by the church we see today, which was built by Thomas Gill just before the start of the Second World War, at a cost of £8,267. As the church was opened by Mr. A.S. Harbord, the oldest member of the congregation, the sirens could be heard. The country was preparing for war, and the church would play a leading role in helping people in the city when it was on its knees. During the 1950s and 60s, the church boomed. Thousands of people used the buildings. Girls and boys brigades, preschool playgroups, after-school prayer groups, holiday playgroups. The tiny tots turned up for wacky Wednesday wonders, while the over 65 club had more than 100 members. There was also a drama group, a tennis club, and there is one event started at the church which is still going strong today. It's the May Day Family Fun Day in Higham Park. This really was a second home for generations of people in and around the city. And there was one member of the congregation who opened up his grand grounds for picnics for his friends. He was Lord McIntosh, the Toffee King, who lived at Thickthorn Hall. Now the church and its halls are boarded up. The congregation has moved on. A new chapter in the life of these important buildings is about to begin. I wonder if anybody out there still has a gonk.